champ is here! The champ is here!
Yes, the champ is here. Get your pens poised and your highlighter ready. Just a couple of little things beforehand. Yes. This is from Ben. He says, is Channel 7 picking up Get On? We need to start a campaign. Champagne television. What's happening there with Get On?
Watch this space, Ben. There's some interest around and we are fingers crossed that we can get that show back because the boy, we're all keen to do it.
And wow.
Is that you? Is that you? Wow. You've got your own soundbite for a wow. You can just say that.
So if you get On back on Channel 7, I mean, you're laughing now because you left TVN, which you've just told us was rubbish. You've gone to a very, very professional outfit, and now you're hosting racing on Channel 7. If you get On back on TV, which I know is a big smile came onto your face.
Well, that'd be awesome.
It'd be awesome. What about your mates that got left behind at TVN?
We try to include as
Richie
many
Callender,
people
Shane
as we
Templeton.
Can.
Will you get them involved as part of the panel?
Love to get as many people involved as we possibly can.
So will you get those people on your
I'll
program?
I'll be pushing up to management. Management will make that call.
What is the name of the young lady who does the interviews on horseback post-race?
That is Bernadette Cooper.
Okay.
From Sky.
And this is a good point. KB, jumping on a plane is one thing, but can you explain to me how somebody falls pregnant? Cheers, Brad. That's true. People running along falling over don't become pregnant, do they?
That's a good point that you make.
Very, very good point.
What was his PS?
His PS was, Richo is a flog. Richo's about to give his tips very shortly now.
Very
the famous
nice.
Quiz.
Apparently
get
I stuffed
on
up
the line
Seinfeld
now.
Seinfeld as well.
Get
apparently
on the
Seinfeld
line.
Didn't want to run.
Didn't he?
I thought it was George, but no, Seinfeld.
Okay.
Is to run.
Just another mistake. Yeah, get on the line now, 9429 1116.
Yes.
Because we've got some great prizes to give away today. So, Richo's famous quiz. Now, pens poised.
Let's go to Royal Randwick.
Because we had success there last week.
Of course
week.
We did. And this is the last day, the last group ones. We've got two group ones, last day of the carnival. All good things must come to an end. Race number one, horse number 11, Mojave. First up from a spell, James the Super Freak McDonald in the saddle, $6. You know, he's only 23 years of age and he's had 27 Group 1s. Think
Say
about that,
that again.
Jimmy Cassidy's got 103 at 53 years of age.
Damien Oliver's got 100.
100.
Roy Higgins has 100.
Yeah.
And is it Mick Ditman? Is it
no, I don't think Roy has 100. Doesn't the great
George
Scobie
Moore,
or George? One of those two. Up there.
Okay,
I don't
we
even
need
know if the, great
the SMS is there. Name the jockeys for us who have ridden over 100.
He's got 27 and he's only 23 years old.
Shane Dye, did he ride?
No.
Okay.
Terrific, though.
So, race one.
Yeah, he's done well.
Horse 11, Mojave.
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 $6.
Was that named after what? An Indian tribe or something?
Yes.
Like that?
That's.
The Mojaves?
Well, you should know, of course, Two Dogs. I think, was that in your tribe?
What do you call me, Two
Was
dogs?
That in your tribe? Were you an Apache or were you a Sioux?
I'll sue you one day, I reckon. Frank Packer Plate. Named after?
Frank Packer.
Good.
Horse number four. Gouldian. Also ridden by James McDonald. $15 chance. Came here to Mooney Valley.
Right, mate. That's the four
was
horse.
Unlucky. Forget.
The four.
Shut up.
Forget. Capable little kids on the four horse. Do have their pictures taken.
Why do you keep tipping the four horse? It never wins.
Gouldian is the four horse. $15, James Super Freak McDonald.
Okay, race two, that's horse four. Now, race three, we've got the Carrie JHB Car Stakes.
The Car Stakes.
Famous race.
Two bets here, Two Dogs. Two bets. Number eight, Madalisia for Godolphin at $6, ridden by James McDonald. And number 12, there's a horse here. Who is $71,
Ooh.
Who I saw just make ground in the last 100 metres last start.
You fair digger?
Trained by John Sargent, who brought us Gust of Wind last week at $21. Swift Lady.
Mate, you're dreaming.
Can run a good race.
$71 chance.
Madalisia and Swift Lady. That's what we're
Do
talking
Do you know something or is this just a gut feeling?
No. I've watched the tapes. That forget about know something. Watch the tapes.
Because you know all the jockeys and all the trainers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Your point?
You know all Don't about competent. Cobalt.
What's those flowers?
Clivias.
We got a blue one yet for the Cobalt? because the yellow ones you gave beaten up didn't work.
Oh, but the track
naughty
didn't
boy.
Work.
How bad was the track last week?
The track was fine.
Oh, look, Criterion wins the big race by 2.5 lengths. The All track. The stars, the Japanese superstar, finished 27 lengths last.
Cool. Criterion's a beauty.
Should never have raced last week.
That's garbage.
Race 4 is the Champagne Stakes for 2-year-olds, Group 1.
Number 4 horse.
Nobody
this way, mate. That's the four horse. Tarquin. $6 chance, ridden by James McDonald.
Oh, look, I know you love James McDonald. You do this from time to time. You fall in love with a jockey. First of all, it was Stevie Baster. Then it was Michael Walker. Then it's Craig Williams.
Listen,
and now
two
it's
dogs.
James McDonald.
Two dogs. You just highlight them. Hang on. What's the colour of the highlighter you've got?
This is a special one. This is royal blue. Named after your club.
The Godolphin Blue. Is that the
Godolphin Blue?
Hey, is it true you were born in Carlton?
I was born in Carlton.
That's fantastic.
In the Robert Heatley stand. That's where my mother had me.
Really?
In the Robert Heatley stand.
The Godolphin Blue to come to the
seat 29.
I'm concerned. I thought we had a pink highlighter. Was our
We're going to blue.
Oh, gee.
Tarquin.
Okay, Tarquin to
race
win the champagne.
Four, horse 4. Japan Tarquin. Racing Association's plate.
Race 5. Horse number 7. Corkam, who won the Albury Cup. That's a good race. Kieran McAvoy, $8 for Tony McAvoy, Uncle Tone. $8.
I'm told they got more people to the Albury Gold Cup than they got to the Golden Slipper Stakes.
And I told you that.
Someone told me.
I told you.
Someone told me.
Why are you telling it back to me? I told
you. Did
you
tell me?
Yes.
I thought Dr. Turf told me that.
What would he know? When's the last time he went to Albury?
Oh, that's a good question. Dr. Turf, when was the last time you went to Albury?
Yeah. I'll let you ponder that. Hey, Higgins, Moore, Oliver and Cassidy all over 100-plus Group 1, says Damo. And
thank
I reckon
you.
Damo knows his stuff.
So you're saying James McDonald's already on his way with
27 Group 1s. He's 23 years of age. He's a kid.
He's better than Jordan Spieth.
What?
That's the ultimate.
Well, Jordan Spieth, you and I have got a special place in our heart with him because he's losing his feathers.
All age stakes.
This is the big one. And horse number one's the Steamboat Special, who is a star.
Chautauqua.
He is $2.80. Tommy Berry, Team Hawks, get back, go whooshka. Over the top.
Has he ran over 1,400 metres?
Yes,
before?
He has. He won the Hawkesbury Guineas over 14. He's a better miler than he is sprinter.
Do you know they had more people at the Hawkesbury Guineas than they had at the Golden Slipper Stakes?
No, that's not true.
And Dr. Turf has been to Hawkesbury.
Hey, our value in this race, and don't look at me strange when I tell you, to be ridden by Ty Anglin, who got another Group 1 on the weekend with Gust of Wind, is number 13, Scissor Kick, at $15. The three-year-olds have got a big hand in this race, and he's the forgotten three-year-old.
13! it's a nice name, I reckon, for a
Scissor Kick.
Scissor Kick, I like that name.
Wax on, wax off.
Race 7, the Hallmark Stakes. Hallmark, of course, was a famous horse.
Oh, I thought he was
famous.
I thought it was a card company.
No. Hallmark.
Right.
Won the, from memory, the 1933 Melbourne Cup.
Was it wet that day?
It was wet.
What did you wear?
Because Peter Pan won in 32-34. Hallmark was in between.
Really?
And Hallmark,
did Peter Pan
my
go?
Dad used to tell me the story that Hallmark won with a... His foot was virtually broken. He was running on three legs.
Didn't.
And he had a broken hoof virtually as he crossed the line, Hallmark.
Like... What was Peter
Great
Pan
horse.
Doing in between? Did he not run in 33? If he won 32 and 34,
he won 34 yeah.
did he run 33?
I think he did run in 93.
Where'd he go?
Well, I think he ran in the first six.
And what was the reason why he didn't win? Was there a steward's inquiry?
He got boxed in on the rails very, very early in the race, and he couldn't get a run until he got to the clock tower, and Hallmark
right.
had gone past him on three legs
right.
because he had his right hoof
yeah.
was just hanging. It was just dangling.
Right.
He's a great horse, Hallmark. Hey, don't knock Hallmark.
Hey, a dangling hoof can't help, can it?
He was one of the great... No.
Cannot possibly help.
That's what they had in the form guide the next time he started. So, one with dangling hoof.
Scotty from the SMS says, are you going to the Wagga Cup? Well, Scotty, no, I haven't any plans to go to the Wagga Cup, but there's a horse running tomorrow at Caulfield called Self Sense. It can win at Caulfield and he'll go to the Wagga Cup because it's trained by a former Wagga resident in David Brideake. So there you go.
That's
a bit of
complete
trivia.
Useless information.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Race 7. I'm on horse number 4. Here, the four horse. Fast and rocky.
How many number 4s?
That's the four horse.
How many number 4s can actually win at a meeting? Now, truly. Do you ever look at that?
Fast and Rocking is an $11 chance, has been really consistent. He drops back to group three, Greg.
Patrick's generator's gone off.
That's not fair.
He's got a mind of its own. Race eight. Lucky last.
The lucky last. Can I have two bets here, please, two
you
dogs?
You can if they're value.
They're both value.
You keep calling me two dogs all
Kieran
the time.
Kieran McAvoy, I think, is in for a big day as well. Horse number seven, Tales of Grimm, freshened up, $9.50. Mm-hmm. And horse number eight, also with Sheikh Mohammed. Gee, I think Godolphin are in for a big day. San Diego, Super Sammy Clippin at $8. Back the seven and the eight.
Oh,
lucky last.
San Diego. That was from that movie, wasn't it? Goodnight San Diego or something like that. What's
his
name?
Thinking about Sleepless in Seattle?
No, that John Burgundy or whatever his name was. The Burgundy fellow.
Right.
You know, the newsreader or something.
Okay.
Didn't he say something about See You Later San Diego or something like that?
Sure. You're telling the story, Two Dogs.
I'm asking you to confirm it.
What am I, a Ron Burgundy movie fan now?
Horse seven and horse eight. Tales of Grimm and San Diego.
San Diego.
Coming up, of course, the famous quiz.